Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Last week, Israel celebrated the 70th anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel, going all the way back to May 14, 1948. May 14, 2018 is 70 years. And on that same day, the United States of America opened the embassy in Jerusalem. We are here in Israel with our Covenant Journey group of Christian college-age students who are leaders. We're going to be talking about Israel on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, amazing sequence of events have happened. You would have to write this script almost like a movie, a fairy tale, if you will. But you know what? God, against all human odds and impossibilities, knows nothing that's impossible. And here we have 70 years, very biblical, to the day that the U.S. Embassy opens in Jerusalem, moving it from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, where it ought to be. And we're celebrating 70 years of existence of the modern state of Israel against all odds. And I'm here in Israel with a number of Christian college-age students from around the country, multiple colleges and universities represented, with the Covenant Journey experience as we're traveling from one end of Israel to the other.
And I just love how God works. With stuff like this, I don't believe in coincidence. For it to fall on the 70th anniversary, I don't think that was planned. It couldn't have been planned because this has been a long time in coming. The six previous presidents, this has been the plan for a number of decades to open the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. They finally get it done, but just like God does, kind of to give a little wink and a nod and say, hey, I'm behind this. It falls on the 70th, as you mentioned, anniversary. And of course, the number seven has significant spiritual relevance.
Yeah, it does. I mean, five previous presidents, now the sixth president, Donald Trump, five previous presidents gave political rhetoric all the way back to Ronald Reagan. We're going to open up the embassy. We're going to move it to Jerusalem. Congress then passed a law to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and George H.W. and Clinton and George W. and Obama, of course, no, they mouthed it like Reagan did, but they didn't do anything. President Donald Trump ran on that as a promise, and he kept his promise within his first year, and now we have the embassy opened in Israel. It's not a consulate anymore. It's the embassy. Now, David Friedman, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, no longer has to sleep in a hotel when he's in Jerusalem. He has the secure quarters and his own office in the embassy in the holy city of Jerusalem.
Okay, so Covenant Journey, which number is this, Matt?
Well, this is number 18.
18, so amazing.
Wow.
You know, to think of these students, I mean, they're already going to be experiencing a life-changing experience being there in Israel, but to be during this time in history,
it's
going to be
exciting, incredible
for them. I'm so excited.
You know, these are amazing young people. I know that by looking at the media and hearing things about the millennial generation, you can kind of write them off. And I hear people saying all kinds of negative things about the millennial generation. And there's things to be concerned about. Don't get me wrong. No question about it. However, God has blessed us in an amazing way to work with his rising new generation of Christian leaders.
Right.
And that's who we select for Covenant Journey. Not everyone who applies is selected. You have to be a Christian college-age student who has leadership potential. You have to demonstrate that you haven't just been sitting on the couch all your life, that you're actually someone who's motivated and you're involved and you're active, because it's those kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to light a fire under them. The fire's already lit.
Right.
We just want to strengthen and deepen their Christian faith, and that transforms everything. And they're already kind of like the Energizer Bunny, you know,
right.
They're already
the
involved in doing things. And there's so much transformation of their lives in terms of even their career and where they are. It's amazing. They literally right now, since we launched Covenant Journey in 2014, are all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, the impact it's had on their life. Let's talk about Jennifer Sullivan, for example.
Yeah, Jennifer Sullivan, just was with her the other day at a meeting. But Jennifer Sullivan is a person I've known for a long time, known her when she was little. She was going to come on the inaugural Covenant Journey in 2014, 2015, but she couldn't. Why? Because we were going to be gone right after the 1st of January, 2015, and still in Israel, and she had to be at the legislature in Tallahassee, Florida, to be sworn in as the youngest female ever elected in the history of Florida.
Incredible. But after her trip to Israel, what did she do?
So she went the next year in January of 16, and when she came back, she then sponsored a anti-BDS bill, anti-boycott, divestment, and sanctions proposal, which passed. She also led the charge in sponsoring a parental consent bill in Florida regarding abortion. She is a rising young Christian leader.
And that's just one of them.
She's married to an Air Force captain who flies B-1 bombers.
Wow.
He is an incredible young man. And it was on that trip in Israel, she just began dating him before going to the trip. I met him when we were departing to New York for the very first time. She had just started dating him. She told me, on the Sea of Galilee, when I gave the message about Jesus walking on the water and that God is the God of the impossible, that impacted her life so much. And she being a legislator in Florida and this person she's dating thinking he might be the one, but he's a B-1 Air Force bomber pilot and he has to be stationed in different places. How's that going to work out?
Yeah.
Right.
And then she was convicted. You know, if this is God's will, he's the God of the impossible.
Right.
She married this young man. They're both amazing young individuals. And she continues to serve in the Florida legislature. She is one of just many of our Covenant Journey leaders. We have others that are working at major media networks. I won't say which ones, but I can tell you that they're not your typical, what you would think of as Fox News or some of the other. They're right in some of the biggest media mega networks in the world, and they're working right inside of those institutions. We have some that are missionaries.
Right.
One that's in Paris working for Crew.
Our director of public policy in Washington, D.C., he was on a Covenant Journey trip and served in Israel as an intern, didn't he?
Actually, not a Covenant Journey trip. He was on a Liberty Ambassador Council trip in May of 2012, which was the precursor, and we still do those trips, by the way.
Right, for, which is coming up.
For anyone, you can fully pay for that trip, and it's not for just Christian college-age students. And we have one of those coming up in 2019. But he was on that trip when we first brought young people with the older adults with part of our Liberty Ambassador Council trip, and he stayed there for the summer as an intern.
There you go.
And now he's directing our office in Washington, D.C., leading the charge on public policy.
Especially regarding bills, regarding Israel.
Exactly.
You hear story after story after story with these young people going on these Covenant Journey trips and it literally changing their entire lives. And these are people who now have been there. The seeds are planted to be in the Holy Land, to see this. And they will be, even these Covenant Journey people, they will be ambassadors for Israel. Not only is their faith strengthened, but their relationship and their dedication to Israel is also fortified.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes we say, well, you know, they're going to be a leader. These people are leaders.
Right.
They are leading now, and they're all over. We could spend hours and hours just going through and cataloging what they are doing and where they are, and they're so amazing. So it's such a blessing for us to be able to be a part of their lives and see what God is doing. I can tell you what, don't get discouraged, because God is raising up a generation of young men and women that are sold out for him, that are even more on fire than our generation. You know, you think, well, this generation's not. No, it's not like our generation. Some in that generation are far advanced and more in love with the Lord than our generation ever was. So,
and they're a generation of action, too.
They're a generation of action. They're passionate. For more information, you can go to our covenantjourney.org website, covenantjourney.org. I encourage you to support Covenant Journey. It's one of our ministries. Your contributions are tax deductible. If you want to invest in Israel, and there's blessings certainly for that, if you want to invest in Israel and you want to also invest in the future, which is really the present, young leaders, There's no better ministry than Covenant Journey. Pray for us while we're in Israel. Pray for Israel. Exciting times are here. Go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.